This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour report recorded on Monday, October 18th, 2021. I'm Mark Boulanger. In a significant move towards making corporations pay fair taxes, 130 countries recently agreed to a minimum corporate tax rate of 15% and the right for government to tax companies in the countries where they operate. To find out more about the minimum corporate tax rate and how it will be implemented, I talked to Pierre Habbard. Mr. Habbard is the General Secretary of the Trade Union Advisory Committee to the OECD. The committee operates under its acronym TUAC. I asked Mr. Habbard to describe the process going ahead.
What was agreed is, in the end, a four-page document. The next steps will be by the end of this year, by December 2021, for the OECD, mandated to that end by the G20, the group of the largest G20 economies, to develop a model legislation to implement this government right to tax back overseas profit up to a 15% tax rate. It will be a model legislation that each government can then implement into national domestic laws. So this is the good news, so to speak, is that to implement a minimum tax floor, you don't need a new convention. You don't need a new treaty, if you like. It can be implemented by governments, of course, with their parliament, but it can be implemented through domestic legislation. So that's, in a sense, that's good news, so to speak, because, as we all know, if we had needed a treaty, an international treaty, a multilateral convention, in a number of countries, that would have created a lot of opposition from political parties and would create more complication in parliaments. And to say the least, it would have created a lot of complication at the Congress in the United States. So the fact that we have this possibility to implement a minimum tax floor in a priori an easy way, which is through national legislation, is good news. But again, for the labor movement, this is definitely not the end of the story when it comes to the minimum tax floor. 15% is way too low. What was agreed is a 15% floor at 15% of effective tax rate, but the average within the OECD of effective tax rate is at 22%. So we are setting a floor that is way below, far too close to what you find among low tax jurisdictions, and it is, on the longer term, the objective should be to increase this floor so that it reaches a minimum that would be sufficient to fund public services for all and to ensure a sufficient large corporate tax base for government.
This sounds like a very long process. What is your best guess as to when the majority, or at least many, countries will have implemented the new minimum corporate tax rate?
To answer that question, I guess you have to take a bit of a longer, broader perspective and look at what has been the milestones in the reform of the corporate tax landscape. We are in 2021. The first key initiative, the first day to remind is 2009, when the international community took action and triggered a process toward greater tax transparency and to try to begin to address tax havens. That was already in 2009. In 2009, we were told, this is the end, this is the beginning of the end of tax havens. Well, 20 years after, we still have this issue going on, and we saw it again with the scandal of the Pandora. So that was in 2009. In 2015, there was an agreement, 6 years after, in 2015, there was an agreement to reform corporate taxation called the BEPS Agreement, Base Erosion and Profit Shifting. 6 years after, we have this agreement on a minimum tax floor. What will be the implementation? It could go fairly rapidly for this minimum tax law to be implemented by a majority of countries. It could take 1 year, 2 years to implement it.
And that's it, International Labor News You Can Use. You can listen to our features and daily newscasts at radiolabor.net. I'm Mark Boulanger. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.